Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what do the diaries of Anne Frank and Eva Heyman have in common? Eva Heyman was born in Oradea, a city with a large Jewish population, located on the border between Romania and Hungary, on February 13, 1931. She was a small child when her parents divorced, and she went to live with her maternal grandparents. Eva was very aware of the political situation in Europe and the progress of the German army as it advanced and occupied Hungary in the first months of 1944. On her 13th birthday, Eva began to write a diary, describing her life and that of her family, as well as daily life in Oradea, which became increasingly difficult as the Germans approached and then occupied the town. The diary covers the last 4 months of Eva's life in Oradea, including the moving of the family to the ghetto, and ends on May 30th, a few days before she was deported to Auschwitz, where she was murdered in October of that year. Her diary was rescued and published in 1947, with an English edition in 1988. The book was recently published in Spanish with a prologue by Elvira Lindo. Ms. Lindo is a Spanish journalist and writer. Her first book, Manolito Gafotas, Manolito Four Eyes, was the first in a series of books about the 10-year-old son of a trucker growing up in a working-class neighborhood of Madrid. The books have become classics of children's literature, and Lindo won the National Award for Children's and Youth Literature in 1998 for one of them. She has also written adult novels, plays and screenplays, and has a weekly column in El País, Spain's leading newspaper. Lindo spoke with us about Eva Heyman and her diary. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Elvira. Everybody knows about Anne Frank, but not too many people know about Eva Heyman. Can you tell us about her, who she was?
Well, I know who Eva Heyman is a short time ago, because I didn't know anything about her. And it was the first question I made myself when the publisher sent me these 40 pages, because the diary is very short. And I thought, why Anne Frank is so famous all over the world, and the little Eva Heyman is an unknown person? Because the diary is a very good diary. And I don't know, I don't have the answer. Perhaps the reason is because in Holland, people made a good work with the memory, with the Holocaust. And it wasn't the same in Hungary. So I think it's the reason why we didn't know anything about Eva Heyman. Eva Heyman was a little girl. She was 13 years old. She lived in a little town between Romania and Hungary. And the name of the city was Oradea. And she was a girl from a very cultivated family. Her stepfather was a writer, very famous in those times, and he was a journalist. He was a socialist. He was Jew, too. And her mother was a very beautiful woman, very cosmopolitan woman. And she was living, the little Eva Heyman was living with her grandparents in this wonderful city, because Oradea is a very beautiful city. They knew many things about the other countries. They knew things about what was happening in Germany, in other countries. But I think they thought that the war was about to finish in that time. And obviously they were wrong.
What did she write about?
The diary has 70 pages, and in the beginning, in the very first pages, she speaks about the normal things of a teenager, like she has a bicycle, about her friends, about her mother. Her mother is different to other mothers, about her stepfather, about her grandparents, about the normal things in life, like a girl, like a little girl. But in 70 pages is incredible. In 70 pages you notice the presence of the German army. I think at page 20 or something like that, Eva Heymann wrote, "German are here," and this is the phrase, the sentence when everything changed. From this moment on, the diary is completely different. It's more pessimistic, and it's a very expressive way to write, and it's incredible because it's just a girl, a 13 years old girl. So.
Yeah, what impressed me is that even from the beginning, I would say that maybe a theme through the whole book is what is happening in the world, or what is happening around her, and how it affects her family specifically. And what I noticed is that, as you say, it starts out like a normal girl,
yeah,
and it gets darker and darker and darker.
Darker and darker, yes. You notice that. It's like a suspense book, but you know the end. It's completely different. I think the book has two very different readings. If you are an adult who knows something about the history and 20th century, you are reading whatever Eva Heymann tell us, but you know many things about what was happening in Europe in that moment. If you are a teenager, a Spanish teenager now, I think it has to be completely a reading completely different, because you don't know many things about, and even in Spain you don't know anything about what happened in those times. So I can't wait to go how teenagers understand that book. I would like to go to high schools to see how they understand how Nazism could affect a normal girl like Eva Heymann. Because it's, you know, now with the problem of the refugees in Europe, it's something, it's not the same story, but it's the same story too. It's people who are, you know, who are desperate and who want to have a place in the world. And I think we have to teach that story to young people.
How was the diary originally found and originally published?
Well, you know, Eva Heymann went to the ghetto, I think in the page 50, she writes the army brought her family to the ghetto, and she keeps writing that diary in the ghetto too. I think until the very moment she goes to Auschwitz. And she had two very close people in her life, two women. One was Mariska or Marieka or something like that, who was the cook from the house, and the other was the teacher. And I don't know why this woman, the cook, could go into the ghetto, because I don't understand very well that. I don't understand why this woman could go into the ghetto and speak freely with Eva Heyman. But the case is Eva Heyman gave the diary to this woman. When everything finished, this woman gave the diary to Eva Heyman's mother.
How did her mother survive?
Because Eva Heyman went to Auschwitz and her mother went to another camp. I don't know why. And her mother survived. So the obsession of Eva Heyman's mother was to see published these 70 pages. When she saw that, she committed suicide.
I think that Eva's mother and also the woman who had been the governess who later went to work for another family, I think both of them felt very guilty that they weren't able to save Eva.
I think the person who felt more guilty is her mother. And it's natural, because her mother, obviously her mother wasn't guilty of anything, but I think when you survived, it's a very common story between people who survived in the camps. And how can you live if you are a mother and you survived and your little girl is dead? I think it's something so strange that naturally you feel guilty. And not only in that occasion, I think if you're now in this moment in Spain, if your son or your daughter died, is something unnatural, no? In this case, I think her mother felt guilty for many reasons, because she didn't live with Eva Heyman. Eva Heyman was living with her grandparents, because Eva Heyman's parents were divorced. And, well, Eva Heyman was living with the people more stable. And her mother was a kind of woman, she was very free, very cosmopolitan. She was living her life, and I think, well, she was not conventional. So obviously, in the end of this sad story, when the mother saw the end of her little girl, obviously she felt very, very guilty. It's natural, it's a natural thing. And as many people in that time, she committed suicide, and I think it's natural. It's natural. You cannot live anymore.
And Eva wrote a lot about her, and there was this almost a strange kind of relationship. There was a lot of admiration, but she also criticized her mother.
Yeah. It was a difficult relation. And I think it's another point in common with Anne Frank, because if you remember, in the Anne Frank diary, she was very critical to her mother too. But I think it's natural, because, and many people, many critics have written about the criticism of both little girls. But I think it's natural, because if you remember when you are a teenager, I think that you are especially critical to your mother. I don't know why, but more than to your father. It's a difficult relation between mother and daughter, and it's natural. And I think many times we want to see more things in pages like that pages. But I think we have to understand Eva Heyman was writing a diary like a teenager. She didn't know in the future I will be a famous person or something like that. She was writing a diary like you wrote your diary, and like me, when I was a teenager, I was writing poems and things like that. And you never think I will be famous or I will be a historical character or something like that. So you have to read this diary like the diary of a very brilliant, intelligent 13 years old girl in a very particular moment of the history.
Two things that are repeated a lot are, first of all, that she wants to be a photographic journalist, she wants to be a photographer, but also this is something that she says towards the beginning, and at the end it gets almost desperate. She says, I want to live, I'll do anything to live, at one point she says, I'll kiss the German officer, I'll do anything, but I want to live. Mm-hmm. And it's very heartbreaking.
Yes. I remember that words, and it was very, very difficult for me, because I read this diary not as a book. I read the pages, and when I was reading that for writing the prologue, it was difficult for me to keep reading, because it was very emotional for me. And in particular that sentence, when she said, I want to live, and I want to live, and I would do everything to live. So she is so conscious of the moment she is living that, you know, for me it was something almost impossible. I was about to cry in many moments reading that diary, because it's a very good writing, very expressive, very, you know, the prose is so beautiful. And imagine if Eva Heyman had survived something possible, because it was in the end of the war, the diary would have value too, because it's a, you know, mm-hmm. you know many things about the normal life in a family, Jewish family in a little town in Hungary. So because you know something about food, about furniture, about the family listening to the radio every night, the BBC, they are speaking about politics all the time. That's why Eva Heyman is so intelligent, because she is listening all the time to her family, speaking about what is happening in that moment in Europe. She describes perfectly Hitler, she describes perfectly the German army. And another moment very emotional for me, it's when she goes with her family to the ghetto and she is watching her town, the place when she was living the ordinary life, and she watches people living happily like every day in their lives. And she describes perfectly the moment, you know, she feels different. For me, it's one of the moments more important in the book, when you think, you wonder, I am not like all these people, I am different, and these people don't feel anything about me. They don't feel compassion, or they don't feel anything. And I think good writers can write something good about that sensation, that feeling. But you are reading a girl writing about that. And that's why it's so real. She writes with the perfect words. No literature at all is a real thing.
For example, when she talks about how her grandfather had owned a pharmacy and later it was taken away, and how some of the people who had been his customers, who were not Jewish, just ignored him and didn't do anything to defend him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's one of the moments, because her granddad was a pharmacist, so probably he was very popular. I think Oradea had at that moment 50 citizens or something like that. So it was very popular. And we have to think the third part of the city were Jews. So it's a lot of people who disappeared. And most of them in Auschwitz. And I was reading in Wikipedia about Oradea, and it's amazing because they don't say the correct part of Jewish people who were living in Oradea at that time. They say 2,000 people or something like that, but not. In Oradea there were many, many Jewish people at that time.
How did they happen to ask you to write the prologue?
I don't know. Maybe because, well, I have a column in El País newspaper. My books for children were very, very popular in Spain. But maybe because I have a social interest, or maybe in many occasions I have written about desperate people, about refugees, about children who don't have a home to live, or about, I don't know exactly. Not because I have written many things about the Holocaust. Maybe because they thought I was a sensitive person.
You say in the prologue that this book changes the reader. Mm-hmm. How did it change you?
I think there are many kind of books. Books you like a lot, or books with a beautiful writing, classic books. I don't know. I feel many books have influenced me as a writer, but there are another kind of books, the books who changed my life. And this was one of them, like the Anne Frank Diary. I read Anne Frank Diary when I was a teenager, and I didn't know anything about that story. So that's why this book changed my life. And 4 years ago I went to Amsterdam and I visited her home, and I felt something very strong. You know, there were many tourists and sometimes it became superficial, but you notice the presence of Anne Frank there, no? And Little Women changed my life too, because I wanted to be a writer because I read that book. And in this case is because I perfectly listened to her voice. So I felt I was living in that house with Eva Heyman, with her grandparents, with the two women who were working in that house, with her stepfather, with her mom. I felt inside that family, and I could feel the anger. So it was so expressive for me, so clear for me to be there, that I think now I have a mission. I want people, young people, read that book, because I think it's important now to read that kind of books. It's a real voice. It's not literature. It's a real thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSephirot.com. See you next week.